How you doing? I've been on in a couple days. I'm here today to ask if anybody out there, what is a relationship without trust? What is a relationship without loyalty? Like, people, can you like share any ideas or put any input into what you think a relationship would be without respect, without loyalty, without honesty, without communication? Like, give me your input, your insight on these things. Like, what do you think, like, a relationship is? What do you think a relationship is founded on? The relationship are founded on those things. Like, what if those things was broken? And for years, those things were not given inside the relationship. You learn from those things, I know that. But does it make you stay in a relationship when the other person is trying to give you those things now, but you don't have those things no more because they was already broken? Like, and I know, like, common sense to say, like, you know, it's time to move on. Which, you know, was what I say. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not asking for myself. I feel like it's like, if there's no honesty and trust in a relationship, no communication, no nothing, I feel like that is no honesty and no trust in a relationship, no loyalty in a relationship, it's time to move on. Like, but if people think otherwise, like, I like to have your input on it. Like, do you feel like there's a comeback if the trust was broken or the loyalty was broken? I'm not talking about just a little trust or a little bit of loyalty. I'm talking about like big, like massive. Like, just imagine, like, okay, let's imagine that you have a kid by a woman. Okay, you have a kid by a woman, and she was sleeping with two guys. And by her sleeping with two guys, she didn't know who the baby father was. So she gave the other guy, the baby father, the other guy, the child's name. But the baby turns to be the other guy's child. And with inside of that, she lost herself and continue on up that wrong narrow path for years. And she turns around and says she wants to work it out with that person. Like, does that, like, give round, like, room for, like, do you believe in that person anymore? Like, would you, because the trust is broken, the loyalty is broken. Like, so what do you have? Like, you can't do it for the child, because that's all for the wrong reasons. Because you, as a person, you should just love the child for what it is, both parents. But at that point, once the trust and the loyalty is broken, and the especially the respect level, once it's broken, like, what do you have? You have nothing. Nothing. Man, people, you can give me your output on this, man. Like, it's really appreciated. Like, please give me some type of feedback. Today's topic is loyalty, trust, honesty, respect, communication. Like, people, like, this is so big in the world today. Like, there's like no trust, no loyalty, no respect, no communication in today's society at all. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, father, son, mother, son, brother, sister, cousin, friend, long-term friend, neighbor. What are people opinions on those foundations in any type of relationship? Like, the foundation of trust. Like, how big is trust? Trust is a very big thing. Like, it's already hard enough when people struggle in their life and they lack a trust in their self. And it's like, it's big. Like, if you give trust to someone in your life, and it's like, that's big. And when that trust is broken, when it's broken, how do you look at that person again? How, what type of relationship would you have toward that person? What type of loyalty would you have toward that person? What type of communication would you have with that person after the trust is broken? I feel like you don't have nothing. People say, well, let me gain my trust back. Like, well, how do you gain trust back when it's broken? People, how do you gain trust back when it's broken? Especially when it's broken over years at a time. Okay, let's say I had a friend and 20 plus years, and let's say I heard he was just like, you know, I was going through hard times in my life or whatever, and I heard he was talking bad about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I confided in this guy, like 20 plus years. But things was coming back to me, and it was sounding like he was making his situation, what he was going through in life, and taking mines and like using me that stepping stool to talk about, to have his own situation. And I feel like that the trust level that I could find it in him, like it was broken of 20 years. So I feel like I didn't have no more respect from him. I didn't need his communication no more. I didn't need nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's trust goes for any type of relationship that you in life, anything. And once it's just broken, things like it just never be the same again. Like, what do you do without trust no more? Like, what do you have without trust? You have nothing. If they didn't trust in the president of the United States, Donald Trump, like right now he wouldn't be president. You had so many people trusted in the president of the United States. They put their trust level in him, and then he was the next president of the United States. But guess what? Now their trust level is broken with this man. Because it's like, when you break people's trust, it's like, what do you get in return? How do you gain the trust in the people back? Like, how do you gain that back? When you are the person that you portrayed yourself to be, how do you convince that person that you're not that same person no more when the trust is already broken? How do you? How can you? Come on, people. I'm up all night, man. Give me your input, your insight, man. This talk. Talk is real. Talk is live. I'm always here to talk. So give me your feedback and let's talk. Hey, you. Don't pass me by. Stop what you doing. Listen to real talk. Hey, you. What you doing? Come back. Stop what you doing and listen to real talk. You're going to get real, real talk. All the time. No faking. You can be you. You can say what you want. You can say what you like. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not a thousandaire. I'm an average working guy. But it's going to be real talk all the time. This station right here, we're going to talk about everything under the moon. It could be sports. It could be politics. It could be anything you want it to be. It could be if you got sex problems in the bedroom, just call. It's real talk. We can talk about it all. Just give me a call. Real talk. Real talk. I'm in my bedroom watching TV while I'm making this right now. And that's real talk. It's real. There's nothing fake. So if you are listening, you are out there, please tune in. Make me the hottest thing ever on this Archer Radio. I'm going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's talk. If you up and you bored right now, you can give me a call. Call in. I'm accepting it all. I'm leaving it out. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Real talk. Come on. Call in so we can talk. Let's make a conversation. There's many things to talk about. You open the floor. Let's talk about. Already opened the floor when I first came on talking about relationships and trust and loyalty and respect and communication. Well, that's, I started it off. Let's keep going. If you want to comment on that, or if you want to open the floor for anything else, just give me a call.